Today's shiur is Masecht Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph at the second line. We learned in the Mishnah, Shor Shal Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shal Knani. If a Shor of Yisrael killed a Shor of a Knani, the Aloch is Potter. Whereas, continues the Mishnah, if a Shor Knani does damage to a Shor of Yisrael, he always has to pay Nezek Shalim. Ask the Gemara, Amri, the Manavshach. How do we understand this? If we say that we follow the word re'ehu, as we discussed at the end of the previous year, that the Torah when it speaks about kigach shor isha shor re'ehu, we say we take the word re'ehu literally, and since a Kanani is not our re'ehu, so therefore the Kanani can nogach the Yisrael, that the halach ought to be that if a shor of Kanani does damage to a shor of Yisrael, nami lifter, we shouldn't be obligated. He shouldn't be obligated to pay. If, on the other hand, we're going to say re'ehu lav dafka, as Rishonim explained, we'll say that re'ehu is limited to what we discussed in the previous year, to the situation of hegdish, but in the situation of an akum, that's not an issue of re'ehu. So then the halach ought to be a field of Yisrael kenagach the Knani nechayiv. Why is the halacha when Yisrael does a Knani, he's potter? Kanani does Yisrael is chayiv. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avavu, Amar Kro, Omed v'yemoided oretz, Ro v'yater goyim. Apostle Chabakuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yater goyim. He released the funds of the goyim. Why? Because Ro sheva mitzvah shekibul olayim b'nei noach. We know that the design mitzvahs that the b'nei noach have to follow, kiven shleikimu, since they don't follow those mitzvahs, Omad v'hit them in Moinim L'Yisrael, he allowed their money, that we could take their money. And therefore the halach is, as the Rishonim explained, really, re'ehu excludes a goy also. And therefore, the halach ought to be that a goy does damage to a Jew, or Jew to a goy, there should be no din of hezek. A special din because they didn't follow these halachas of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, that's why when they do damage to us, we get, the halach is we get the nezek shalim. The Rishonim explained the Gemara in one of two ways. Some Rishonim explained the Gemara, it's a punishment to the goyim for acting inappropriately, not following the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The Meri Lunil and the Meiri have a different explanation of the Gemara. They say we know that one of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach is Geneva, that goyim aren't allowed to steal. And what the Gemara means to say is since they're not careful about being careful with other people's money, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch, so to speak, Chazal, punish them that they have to pay Nezek Sholem all of the time. The Paiskim also point out, based on this Gemara, that the way we're explaining the Gemara, goyim are clearly not in the category of Reu. And it's relevant, we know, that the last of the Seres HaDibris is like Sachmoy Beis Reyecha. Not to be jealous of something somebody else has. What is the halacha, the bias of a goy? Is there Issa like Sachmoy? And the Mechas Chinuch, even though the Prima Godim has a Shaila regarding this question, Mechas Chinuch holds that there is no Issa like Sachmoy by a goy, because he's not considered Reyecha. But the Miri goes on to say, given the Meiri's explanation, because they're not careful with Geneva and Gezela, says the Meiri nowadays, where stealing is illegal, even by the Goyim. Therefore, the halacha that our Mishnah speaks about, our Gemara speaking about, that we treat Goyim differently than Jews, is no longer relevant, because they now are careful with Geneva, and the only reason Chazal made this rule is because they weren't careful with Geneva. Rav Yochanan Mehocha. Rav Yochanan says, there's a different pasuk to prove that is the basis why we treat goyim different than Jews regarding nezikin, because the pasuk says hayfia mi'aparan pasuk in parashat Zoyis Bracha biparan hayfia me'mayim liYisrael aparan, he released their money to Klal Yisrael, and as the Torah Tamima explains this Gemara very beautifully, he says we know the Gemara says Rashi quotes it in the Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the Umay Sa'olam and asked them to accept the Torah. Paran was where Yishmaelim lived. And the Yishmaelim refused to accept the Torah. Why? Because they asked, what does it say in the Torah? He said, like Signif. And that's not for us. So since we see, as we're explaining, they're not careful with Lysignaif, that's why at Paroim, they lost the ability to this din came in fact, that if we're Mazik, then we don't have to pay, but if they're Mazik, of course they have to pay. Tanya Nami Hochi, and so too do we learn in a Braisa, Shoshi Yisrael, Shnogach Shoshal Knani, Potter. However, Shosha Knani Shnogah Shosh Yisrael Bein Tam Bein Muad Mishalim Nezek Shalim Shnema Omed V'Yimoded Oretz Ro V'Yater Goyim V'Omer Hayfiyah Me'aparin. Ask the Gemara, My V'Omer, why do we need two psukim to say the same din? V'Chi Teima Hay Omed V'Yimoded Oretz, because I would think that I need the pasuk of Omed V'Yimoded Oretz Me'balelech Rav Masna to teach us what Rav Masna taught us, or Rav Yosef, which we'll see in a moment what they taught us. Toshma, hafiyah mehaparan, viparan hafiyah memoinam liyisrael. At Paran, he released their monon to Klal Yisrael. Maid Rav Masna, the Gemara said that we may need the pasuk of Amad v'yimoded Oretz for what Rav Masna said. What did Rav Masna say? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Masna, Amad v'yimoded Oretz ra, ma ra, he saw that the Zayin mitzvah that the Bnei Noach were commanded to follow, and they haven't followed them. Therefore, because of that, he took the Goyim into Golus. How do we take the word v'yata to mean Golus? The pasuk that speaks about the shrotzim that crawl, Lenater behen ala oretz, or metagim, as the Targum says, lekaftzu behen ala aro. So they were released from their mitzvahs, or they went into galus. So the Beis Halevi asks a poshta kasha. We'll wait with the Beis Halevi for a minute. Maid Rabbi Yosef, Domer Rabbi Yosef. We said we need this pasuk for Rabbi Yosef. Domer Rabbi Yosef, Omad v'moided oretz ra, ma ra, shev mitzvah shekiblu alem bnei noach v'lekimam. That the seven mitzvahs that they were supposed to follow, they're not following. So he went and he let them go. So here the Beis Halevi asks, do all Jews follow all the mitzvahs? The Gemara is saying that since they didn't follow the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu released them. So not all Jews follow all the mitzvahs, unfortunately, either. So why aren't Jews released from the mitzvah? So he answers, there's a fundamental difference between the relationship between the Goyim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, we are called Avdei Hashem. And as we learned the Masechta Kedushin, the relationship of an Eved to his owner is a very strong halachic relationship that cannot be easily broken. Other relationships that start off weaker are easier broken. And therefore, the relationship between the Goyim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was a weak relationship in the first place, as soon as they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs, their relationship is broken. Our relationship is stronger, and therefore it could withstand Klal Yisrael not necessarily observing the mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, as Guri Isker, it comes out the prophetim, Imke Metzinu Chaytin Isker. What's the Gemara saying? Because they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. In other words, it pays not to do. Answers the Gemara, I'm a Mabered Ravna. Doesn't mean that they get away with it. Of course they don't get away with it. What it means is, Loimash Afilu Mekaimna son, even if they will fulfill the mitzvahs, Emekamuayim Schar. They won't get any Schar. It wouldn't do them any good. Ask the Gemara, Veloy, is that true that if a guy doesn't do a mitzvah, if a guy does a mitzvah, he doesn't get schar. V'tanya remei oimer, menayim shafil nokri v'oistik b'toira. How do we know that a guy, if he's learning Torah, should kohen gadol, that he's the same as a kohen gadol? So a farshim asks, guy's now learn Torah. So how's the Gemara saying, guy that learns Torah gets like, he's like the kohen gadol? So there are a number of answers. One answer is that they're not allowed to learn all of the Torah, like we learn all of Torah. But the Torah around the Zion mitzvahs that they're commanded to do, that they're allowed to learn. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. Another pshat is that we know the halach is that a goy could bring a carbon. So if he could bring a carbon, he's allowed to learn the halachas of carbonus. So he's allowed to learn kachim. Another pshat is that a goy is not allowed to learn Torah b'iyun, like we sometimes try to learn Torah b'iyun. But to learn it more on a superficial level, he may. And that's why, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Furthermore, the Meshech Chachma asks, even if we'll say that a guy who's learning Torah, he gets char, what is the comparison to Kohen Gadol? Specifically to Kohen Gadol. So according to one of the Peshatim that we just said, it's understood. Because what does a Kohen Gadol do? He brings Kabbalas. And what's the Torah that we said a guy is allowed to learn? Kachim. So that's the connection. But the Meshech Chachma says a different pshat. The Meshech Chachma says there is nothing more important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than people learning Torah. So you could have the Kohen Gadol who is so great and goes into the Kachi Kachim and does the Avoida, it still doesn't come close to somebody learning Torah. So you see that he, how do you know if a guy learns Torah he gets schar? The Torah doesn't speak about Kohanim Levim Yisrael, El Odom. It speaks to the Odom. Halamanati, so from here we see, so what are you saying that a guy doesn't get schar? So Tosfos asks, the Pasuk says, Odom ki yomus ba'ohil. That's the pasuk that introduces the halach of Tumah v'Tahara. Says the Gemara, Atem kruyim Adam, then umas oilam kruyim Adam. Klal Yisrael is considered Adam, not umas oilam. And therefore the dinim, the halachas of Tumah v'Tahara, only apply to Jews, not to non-Jews. So what's our Gemara saying? Adam includes the Goyim. The Gemara says that Adam is only Jews, not Goyim. Answers Tosfos. There's a difference between the word Adam and Ha-Adam. Adam is only Jews. Ha-Adam is Jews and Goyim. So the Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva quotes the Sefer Torah Chaim that says, what's the difference between the word Adam and the word Ha-Adam? Says the Chasam Sofer. The word Adam without the hay speaks about the essence of a person. What is the essence of a person? His neshama. And the Sham is only by a Jew, not by a Goy. Ha'adam speaks about a human being. A Goy is a human being. He just doesn't have the same neshama, but he's still Ha'adam, and that's why when the Pasuk here says Adam, it includes Goy. In fact, the Shaul Sechuvah Chelkas Yaakov uses this L'Halocha L'Maisa. We know the Gemara says, Hayotzi B'yom Nissen, if somebody goes out in spring, and he sees trees blossoming, he has to make a bracha. We all know we make this bracha every year. And the nusach bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created trees lahanes behen b'nei Adam, that people should enjoy. So the question that comes up is, let's say the only tree, the only fruit tree that you can make the bracha on is a tree that's orla. We know that you're not allowed to eat orla. Can you make the bracha? It's halach l'maisa shayla. Can you make the bracha? Says the Chelkas Yaakov, the dinner of Arla only applies to Jews. It doesn't apply to Goyim. Goy could eat Arla. Our Gemara is teaching us that Goyim are considered B'nai Adam. So says the Chelkas Yaakov, so this tree, which is the Arla tree, is available, Lahanas ben B'nai Adam, that people could enjoy. Which B'nai Adam? Maybe not us, but the Goyim. And therefore he says, Lahalacha, if the only tree available is an orla tree, you can make the bracha. B'nei Adam, it says. It doesn't say Lahalas Adam, it says Hans B'nei Adam. B'nei Adam includes Goyim. This Gemara, the Steichemet says, traditionally has been a difficult Gemara. The Goyim have attacked us over this Gemara. Atam Kriya Adam, V'loi Umas Oilam Kriyim Adam. So he says a beautiful pshat, the Steichemet. He says, in Hebrew, there are many words. Most words have a singular form and a plural form. The word ish is the singular, and noshim is plural. Isha is the singular, noshim is plural. He says the word Adam doesn't have a plural form. There's no word Adamim. Adam is only available in the singular. Why? He says, because the word Adam represents that there's only one purpose. We're all together. We're all ba'achdus with one God that we worship. Atem kroim b'nei Adam. He says, you know what the difference between a Jew and a guy? All Jews worship the same God. We're all the same. We're all brothers in the same religion. By the goyim, there are a lot of religions. They worship many gods, many avodah zarahs. Atem klal yisrael kruim Adam. You all serve only the singular lashon yachid. Ein umis olam kruim Adam. They called anashim because they worship many different avodah zarahs. So you see that they do get schar. Halamata that they do get schar. Answer the Gemara Amri. In mekabum leischar, they do get schar, but they ein mekabum schar k'metzuvayisa el k'mish ein metzuvayisa. There are two different levels. There's somebody who's supposed to do the mitzvah and somebody who's not required to do the mitzvah. The guy gets schar, but not on the level of a metzuvayisa. Dom Rav Chanina, gola metzuvayisa yoyisa mish ein metzuvayisa. And the Rishonim and Achronim debate why is a metzuvayisa greater than any metzuvayisa. If anything, we would think maybe just opposite. If I'm not required to do something and I do it, don't I deserve more credit than I was supposed to do it? So there are different pshatim. One pshat that the Rishonim suggest, well, we all experience this. If somebody is obligated to do a mitzvah, he's always nervous. Am I doing the mitzvah? Can I do the mitzvah? Will I do the mitzvah? Will I have a good esrig? Will I have nice matzahs? Everybody, a religious Jew is always nervous about mitzvahs. If you're not obligated to do the mitzvah, you're not going to be nervous. That's why mitzvah voice is greater. Another pshat is if you're obligated to do it, you'll have a yetzahara to stop you from doing it. If you're not obligated to do it, the yetzahara won't bother you. Another pshat, the Sifrei Machshava explain, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really need our mitzvahs? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need our mitzvah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvahs? Naham deksufa. He wants us to have an opportunity to earn what we get from him. So since he gives us the opportunity to earn what we get, that's only if we do what we're supposed to do, so then we're going to earn it. But if you're not supposed to do it, if you're not required to do it, it's not a way you're going to get schar. And another pshat that I saw from the Meroi Meisada, from the Netziv, a very nice pshat. We know what it says in Perkei Avos, schar mitzvah mitzvah. What does that mean? That the greatest schar that we could get for doing a mitzvah is not to get money, not to get Olam Hazeh, is the opportunity to do more mitzvahs. If we come to learn a Blat Gemara, what's the biggest enjoyment? That we should get another hour to learn. But that can't be a schar for a person who doesn't have the obligation to do a mitzvah. He doesn't have to do the mitzvah. So giving him a schar with something that doesn't really have any meaning is not a meaning. So in other words, says the Meroi Meisada, certainly if a guy does a mitzvah, whatever schar there is, be'olam hazeh, he gets. But that special schar mitzvah can't be applicable to somebody who's ein mitzvah of Isa. And the Chassidish Sfarim say, that's what we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei, v'simcha al chetzdik v'al chassidim, saying tzacha toiv l'chol abaytch b'shimcha be'emes. What's that l'chol abaytch b'shimcha be'emes? We don't ask just for schar that we should have the olam hazeh de geschar. We're asking that our schar should be emes de geschar. What's a emes de geschar? Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, that we should be able to do more mitzvahs. It's also interesting to note that our Gemara, the beautiful story from the Divrei Chaim, the Gemara speaks about goyim not doing mitzvahs, yes doing mitzvahs. There's the famous story in Europe. Actually, this person is buried in the cemetery in Vilna. The Count Potocki, who came from a very prominent family and was Megayer. And the government, the officials were very upset that such a important person was Megayer. And they threatened him that if he won't renounce the Jewish religion, they will kill him. And he was prepared, and he wasn't prepared, and he actually was killed, and he's buried in Vilna near the Grah. The Divrei Chaim, Chassidish Rebbe, used to speak about the Count Potocki very often. And he said, that he was asked, you were born a guy, you weren't obligated to become a Jew. And he, what did you take this on you that it cost you your life? So he says, a gevalde gevart, it goes back to something that we discussed earlier in the shir. The Gemara said earlier in the shir, hafiyah mehar paron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the goyim, and they refused. So he says, it's hard to believe that every goy refused the Torah. There must have been some goyim that accepted the Torah. Those goy, but they were the minority. Most goyim didn't want the Torah. And also, he says, it's hard to believe that every Jew wanted the Torah. There must have been some Jews that didn't want the Torah. But again, most of Klal Yisrael wanted the Torah. He says, but everything that a person does, there's a cheshbon. So those goyim, who originally, those neshamas of the goyim, who originally wanted to accept the Torah, those are the neshamas that ultimately became gerim. And those neshamas, Rachmana Litzlan, who didn't want to accept the Torah, over the generations became the Mishmadim. So he says, I'm a Jew. If I became a ger, I must have been by Har Sinai from those that wanted to accept the Torah. So I have no choice. I have to go with the Torah. Says the Gemara, it's a schus to speak about him. Tanar Abonim, Damar Abchanina, Tanar Abonim, they sent two officers to the Chachmi Yisrael and told them, "L'madanu Taraschem, teach us your Torah." Kara v'shona v'shilshu. One pshat is that they learned it three times. Another pshat is they learned Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Another pshat is they learned Chumash Mishnah Talmud. B'shas p'tiraschem, as they were going to go back, Amlam digdaknu b'kol Taraschem. We've studied the entire Torah. V'mishu, and it's all true. We just said, you're not supposed to teach a guy Torah, so how do they teach a guy in Torah? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, it's not an issa from a serious nefesh. If a guy, if there's a question of a sakonis nefesh, you're allowed to teach him Torah. Another pshat is that they perhaps pretended that they were Jewish, so they didn't realize that they weren't God. The daknu b'kol Taraschem, we've studied your entire Torah, v'emesu, it's all true. Chutz midav ezeh shatem oimrim. Besides this halacha that we're learning, that Shasha Yisrael Shnagach Shasha Knani is Potter, Shaknani Shnagach Shasha Yisrael Bein Tam Bein Mood Mazik Misham Nazik Shalom. And the difficulty, as we began the shir, is Memanavshach. I Re'eu Dafka, if we're going to follow the word Re'eu, then the halacha ought to be, I feel in the Knani Knagach the Yisrael Lifter. If, on the other hand, Re'eu is Lav Dafka, then I feel the Yisrael Knagach the Knani L'chayef. However, they said, V'dovazeh ein medina yisrael malchus. So Pashup Shad is, they said that even though we can't accept this rule, we're not going to inform the goyim about this difficult halacha that we've learned. The Yerushalmi, when it quotes the story, says that anyway, you can't trust them. So there was a nais that as they got back to their country, they forgot this anyway. Another pshat is that the Chachmi Yisrael refused to explain to them, as we've been learning, the reason for this. Says the Gemara, Rashmu by Yehuda, Shchiv Le Barta. Rashmu by Yehuda, daughter passed away. Amalei Rabbanan, L'ula, come Nezel Nenachme. Let's go console him. Amalehu, my Esle Gabin Nechemte de Bavloi. So Ula said, I refuse to join you going to be Menachem Avol. Because what you say, Kedufahu, I consider blasphemy. What they used to say, Damri, my Efshel Mavid. When somebody died young, they said, no, what can we do? As if to say, Ha Efshel Mavid Avdi. If we could do something, we would do something. Which, so to speak, is questioning God's judgment. So he went himself. Amalei. For Yom Hashem, the Pasuk says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eli to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atatzer Esmov, Vatizg Bamachama. Don't hold battle with Mayav. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ola al Data Shamaisha Lasis Muhammad Shlaber Shus. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell him not to do war? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu think they should do war? He didn't get any command to do war. Ela Nasa Moshe Kavachayim Ba'atzmai. Moshe Rabbeinu made the following Kavachayim. Omar, Omar Majorim Shlaibol El Azaris Mayav. The Majorim came to help Mayav fight Klai Yisrael. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Tsuaris Majanim, Rikisa, my son, battled the Majanim, my Avim, Atzmam, who held battle. And we know what the Mayavim did with the story of Bnei Smayav, Lokoshke, that they deserve to, we should hold battle with them. Amlai Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Loikosh Osra al Datcha, Osra al Dati. Not like what you thought, or I think. And the Shalomesha says a beautiful word here. Many times, I think as recently as yesterday, we discussed the concept of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. What does Ein Onshin Min Hadin mean? That you can't give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. And we've said why. The Gemara says it many times. Why? Because maybe the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. You say a logic, and then it turns out that you said something wrong, but the guy already got Malkus. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You thought you're making a proper Kal V'Chomer, but your Kal V'Chomer is incorrect. There are two great people that I'm going to take out from them. And because of that, don't hold battle. What's the word praydos? Praydos means birds. So the Mefarshim ask why they call praydos. The Mefarshim point out because they have frauder. They were separated, greater than all the other people. Ask the Mefarshim, the Rishonim ask, who was Nama HaMoinis? She was Shlomo HaMelech's wife, Rechavam's mother. But we do find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Shlomo HaMelech for marrying foreign women. So it says not Nama HaMoinis. Nama HaMoinis was the Tzadekis. The other women he married were not. Another question they ask is why does the entire nation of Ammon and Moab deserve to be saved? Why does the entire nation deserve to be saved? Because these two great women are going to come. Let Moshe Rabbeinu kill out the entire nation besides these families. So I saw two answers. One answer I saw is that these two people, we all read Megillas Rus every Yeshivus. Rus was the daughter of a great family. What's the lesson of Rus? That this woman, who was the daughter of a great family, still forsake the Goyim to come to us. But if everybody else would have been killed, that lesson wouldn't have been there. So they had to save everybody, that Rus should be a Bas Malachim. Another is because there's a halachic lesson to learn. There's a halachic lesson to learn because when they were debating, the Gemara says, the yichus of David HaMelech, so they came out, Ma'avi v'loi Ma'avis, Amoni v'loi Ma'avis. If there weren't so many Ma'avim and Amonim around, they would have never come to this lesson, this important halachic lesson. Michtav Melio has a beautiful way of explaining our Gemara. He says, sometimes you see a keychain. How does a keychain look? You have a chain, and at the bottom is the keys. Now you really don't need a keychain, you need the keys. Yet, if one loop, one link of the keychain will break, the entire chain is meaningless. He says, that's the same. Sometimes you could have a situation of generations, all these generations of the Mayavim certainly weren't anything great, but they're all important to lead to the key, to lead to their descendants, Rus HaMayavi, Naam HaMoinis. Says the Gemara, this is what Ula said as he was being Menachem Oval. Because of these two great women, he spared their families. If she was really great and important people were going to come from her, she would have lived. So Farshim say that's the way you menachem somebody, say nothing good would have come from her. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, every person comes to the world to accomplish something. What he was saying to her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brings a person to the world without a tachlis. If this woman died young, because she already reached her tachlis. Some people need to live 100 years to reach their tachlis. And she was able to reach her tachlis quickly, and once she reached her tachlis, she was taken. The Rambam says, Ashrei mi shimala yom mehera. He finishes his days. He comes to the world to do something and he leaves. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, the Iyun Yaakov says this pshat, that she had children. So he's saying to her that even though she died young, but she left children, just like Ammon and Moav, if you leave children, then they will be able to continue and perpetuate her memory, even if she's no longer here. Says the Gemara, Amram Chibar, Abba Amram Yoichran. Ein Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapei schar kaberio. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take away anybody's schar. Afila schar sichano. Even the schar of speaking nicely. Dila Bechira. We know the story where Lot was spared from the city of Sodom, and Lot and his two daughters, and they thought that they were the only people that survived in the world. And they were concerned, the daughters of Lot was concerned that there would be no more world. So they had relations with their father. They intoxicated him, and they had relationship with him. And as Tosfos points out, they thought their kavana, their intent, was very righteous. They thought they were doing, as we just explained, the right thing. And in fact, the Sefer Chassidim says, from here you see a tremendous lesson, that if somebody is doing something which he thinks is a mitzvah, when actually it's not even a mitzvah, it's actually a terrible aveira, but he thinks it's a mitzvah, you'll get schar for it. But we find a very interesting thing. Dila Bechira, so the Bechira has relations with her father, Lot, and she calls her son Moav. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks about Moav, it says, Atatze es Moav v'atezgebom. You're not allowed to go to battle with Moav. To take taxes from them, that would be fine. However, Tzira, the Kamra, Ben Ami, she wasn't so explicit in calling her son the child of her father. You can't take even taxes from them. Why? So I saw two pshatim. One is Ammon, the mother of Ammon, sold the midah of tznius, and the midah of tznius is such a tremendous, important midah that it saves future generations. If a mother acts with tznius, it has a schus for all the future generations. Another pshat, very nice pshat, is the Torah says regarding the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, that what is the reward for that mitzvah? L'man yitav loch v'arach d'yomim. If somebody fulfills kibud av v'aim, they'll have yitav loch. So the mother of Ammon, who acted with kibud av v'aim, not to expose what her father did, l'man yitav loch, future generations were spared. Moav, on the other hand, didn't act with the proper kibud av v'aim, and the future generations suffered because of that. Continues the Gemara, Amram Chibar Abba, Omer Vishuban Karcha, La'olam Yagdim Odom Ludvar Mitzvah. A person should run to do a Mvar Mitzvah. Shavishvil Laila Achas, Shekidmasa Bechira Litzira. We find that the older daughter had relations one night earlier than the next daughter. Kidmasa Abadaris Yisrael. Her descendants were included in Klal Yisrael four generations earlier. Oyved Yishai David v'Shloima v'Yilu Tzira Ammon only entered Klal Yisrael ad Rechavim d'Ksiv v'Shem Imoy Na'ama Hamoynes. So Rasha says a tremendous observation. He says the previous piece of Gemara says that the Bechira was treated worse than the Tzira. We could take taxes from Moav, not from Ammon. And here we say that the Bechira is treated better than the Tzira. The Bechira, four generations, enters Klal Yisrael quicker than the Tzira. What's the lesson? He says, a person who does a good thing gets schar. And a person who does a bad thing, he gets einish. One has nothing to do with the other. You could have the same individual for what he did right. He deserves reward. The Bechira did something right. She deserves a reward. She did something wrong. She gets an einish. One has nothing to do with the other. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenokach Shor Shal Kuti Potter, V'Shakuti Shenokach Shor Shal Yisrael. If the Shor of a Kuti kills the Shor of Yisrael, Taloch is Tam Shalom Chatzi Nezek, Umud Misham Nezek Shalom. Remeir, however, says, Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenokach Shor Shal Kuti Potter, but on the other hand, V'Shakuti Shenokach Shor Shal Yisrael, Taloch is Bein Tam Bein Mood Mishalom Nezek Shalom. Remeir is treating the Kutim like Goyim. Lememra, does that mean to say the Savra Meir, Kutim Geir Arayase. Throughout Shas, we have the Machloikis. What is the status of the Kutim? And the Rashba explains this issue as follows. We know when the Saras HaShvatim went to Golis, Eretz Yisrael was left desolate. So they brought the Kutim, the Shamroinim, into Eretz Yisrael. But they were Megayer. They were Megayer out of fear of the lions that were the wild animals that were inhabiting Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, was the Geiris sincere and therefore they considered Geri Emes? Or was the Geiris insincere and they considered Geri Arayus, they considered Goyim? So it seems from learning this Gemara that the Kutim have the status of Geri Arayus because we're treating them like Goyim as far as Nezikin is concerned. There is a halacha. Again, a word of introduction based on the Gemara that we'll Mitzvah Shem learn in Masech Danita. Midoraisa, the only time a woman becomes Tamei is if she has a flow of dam with Hargosha, that she actually feels the dam leaving her body, and actually the dam has to still be moist in order for it to be Tumei Doraisa. Chazal said that Ksamim, that we find a garment or a piece of cloth that has on it a blood stain, a tamei. However, ksamim are only tamei by a Jew. The ksamim of a Jew are tamei. Even though Chazal did decree that non-Jews are metamei like a zav, but they only gave them the status of the tumah d'oraisa, that if they feel the blood leaving their body and the blood is moist. A kesem, which is just a piece of cloth that's dry, is not tamei by a guy at all. So the Mishnah says, in Masechta Nida. And again, Lememra, it seems, says the Gemara, the Sav Ramei, the Ramea holds, the Kutim Geir Arayisi. Ask the Gemara of Ramanu, the Mishnah says, Masechta Nida, Kolak Sum Haboy Merekem, if you find a kesem from Rekem, you could assume that it's Tairim. Rav Yehuda, however, says they're Tamei. Why? Neshei Geirim. The people who live Rekem are Geirim. However, they don't know the time of Bein HaNochrim. The time, and they don't know the halacha of Nida, and they don't realize that this is Metama. Bein HaNochrim, as we just explained, if a kesem is found from an area where Goyim live, the halacha is Tairim. As we explained, the kesem of Goyim are not, the ksumim of Goyim are not Metama. Bein Yisrael, Bein HaKutim, if there's an area which is inhabited by Yisraelim HaKutim, Ramei Metama, Ramei says the ksumim are Tamei, V'chomim Tarim. Shlo nechshtu al kismeyim. But Ramei considers them Tamei. Why does Ramei consider them Tamei? Alma kasav Ramei, that the Kutim are considered Jews, and therefore if the Kesem comes from a Kuti, we're not concerned that it comes from a Jew, because a Jew knows to put it away, but it still comes from a Kuti, it will be Matama. Obviously he holds Geri Emes same. So if they're Geri Emes, why is he treating Kutim like Goyim regarding our inyonim of Nezikim? Om Ravur, Knashu Shekonis Rameya B'mayinam, Rameya gave them a special punishment in order Shlo Yitambahem, that we shouldn't intermarry. And that's why he did things to separate them. Why should they be separated? So the Rishonim give three explanations. One is because Mamzerim got intermarried. We spoke about this previously. Mamzerim got intermarried between the Kutim. So every time you marry a Kuti, there's a concern that you end up with marrying a Mamzer. Another pshat is they weren't careful. They weren't expert in the halachas of Gittin and Kedushin. So you could have a woman who's really nacious ish because she didn't get a proper get. Or a third pshat is because we know, we've discussed this many times, that both a woman who's married through Erisin or Nisuin is a candidate for Yibam Mechalitza. They thought that only women who had Erisin is such a candidate, not Nisuin. Again, you could have a problem. Masar of Zera asked the Gemara, if Rameyer is saying that we're making this Knas against the Kutim, the Mishnah says in Masech Tiksubis, Ve'el Na'ara Sheishlam Knas. If somebody violates a Na'ara, he has to pay Knas. Habar, and the Mishnah says, even Habar Mamzeris, Val Nesina, Val Kutis. Ask the Gemara, Visak Datach, Konus Remeva Mamainam, the Remeva penalized them. Ask the Gemara, Hachinami Niknois. We should make a Knas that a Bas Kuti should not be entitled to the Chamishim Kesev, Kadesh Loi Tambam, to avoid intermarriage with them. Answers the Gemara, yes, you'll make such a Knas, but who's going to be the beneficiary of the Knas? The person who did this terrible avera of violating the woman. We don't want Kadesh Loi Yechaitanisku, we don't want this individual to benefit. Ask the Gemara, we could have a different Eitzah, the Neisulaniyim. Instead of giving the Knas to the Kuti, of course make the person who did this horrible avera pay the Knas. But he shouldn't have to pay it to the Kuti, let him pay it to poor people. Amra Meir Mishum, Dava Mamun Shein Leitoivim. And the Rishonim give two explanations. The simple explanation is a poor person is going to say, I know you violated a woman. She's a kutis. She's not entitled. Give it to me. So the person will say, and who are you? I'll give it to a different ani. And I'll end up never giving it. So because of that, Chazals were afraid that he'll end up never paying. And because of that, they said, give it to the Bas Kuti. But then the Rishonim go deeper. We just learned in the previous year that Bezdin can act as the Yad Aniyim. So why can we say that don't give it to a specific Ani, but give it to the Bezdin? So one Teretz is the same Teretz. If the Bezdin will come, people always say, why are you the Bezdin I have to give it? I'll give it to a different Bezdin. Or, the Rishonim go on to say, not every city necessarily had a Bezdin. So what will be if somebody, Chas V'Sholem, does such an act to a Bas Kuti in a city where there's no Bezdin? There'll be a situation in Chayt Nisker. And we don't want somebody who did such a terrible avera to get off free. And therefore, even though there's usually concern of Kadesh Lo Yitambem, that we shouldn't get intermarried with the Kutim, just as a punishment to such a terrible person, we make him pay the fine to the Kuti.